There's a little bit of a debate regarding something as a video that went viral, and I want you to watch it and just tell us what would you do in this situation. So this is an earthquake happening.
I know.
And in those, this is the Dean Show. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Welcome to the Dean Show. We got no stranger to the show. It's been a while, but he's back. Dr. Sheikh Ibrahim Dermali here on the Dean Show. Sheikh, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
How have you been?
Alhamdulillah.
The last time I had you on the show, we talked about my favorite topic and a favorite topic for many. I mean, for so many people. You remember that topic?
The Jannah.
Oh, the Jannah.
Yeah, I remember that, yes.
Can we just talk about that for a few minutes? Because that is what we're all striving for, to see, one, the face of our Creator, and to enter into Jannah and to be passed through the struggles of life and the tests of life, and to be now the honor of getting into the Jannah. I mean, just like what no eye has seen, things that you cannot just fathom or imagine, and you just gave such an eloquent and beautiful description of Jannah, and that's what motivates you to want to chase it some more. So let's get people motivated, and then we'll get into some of the other topics, but let's start off with that. But first, before that, for the people that don't know about you, you're actually you've been in the States for over 30 years. You're a scholar in Islamic studies and a former madhhab. And tell us a little about yourself.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu thumma amma ba'd fa inna asdaq al hadith kalamullah ta'ala وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد honestly brother Adi, I love you very much. Abu Hamza, and for a long time I came here many times to sit together, and from Iowa I could travel just to sit with you, speak and do karate together. Alhamdulillah. In fact, Brother Adi, I was sick for long time. Suddenly, I was on my bed and in the hospital for a few years, actually, waiting for my liver transplant. And Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Ameen, the doctor gave me 3 months to live. That's it. Even after the transplant, after I wake up from my coma, I was in a coma, of course. I cannot recognize my own self, my own kids. Then step by step, I start to remember myself and the kids and the family. And the only thing I remember actually very well, that I am still in Palestine. May Allah liberate Palestine, in Gaza Strip, because I grew up there. Mm-hmm. And when the people start to speak English, in fact, I was speak English with them. It was funny, you know. I thought that I'm still in Gaza. Then I recognized myself, I'm here in America. It was hardship. The only thing I believe, with all my respect, I have a doctor, here. Even doctors, and no one benefits me except the dua of the people, Allah accepted.
They gave you how long to live?
3 months.
3 months, that's what the doctor said.
3 months I live, but and everybody give up, even me. Except, Jazallah khair, my wife, Annie, she really helped me a lot. She always know you're going to live. Don't worry. You always doing du'a for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people make du'a for me. Everybody make du'a. In fact, I found out all over America, actually. Different country, they always texting and calling. The du'a, Allah accepted. With no question asked. No doctors, with all my respect. No engineer, no nurse, no medicine, nothing. And then now, alhamdulillah, my life, two and a half years.
It shows you who's really in charge, huh?
Indeed. He is the one.
How long has it been that you now, you went above and beyond the 3 months?
I was in the hospital actually waiting for my list around 5 years actually. 3 years, I'm out of it. But the last 2 years, 1 year and a half, 2 years, I'm out. You know, I cannot recognize even myself.
How did you feel now when you're told you got 3 months to live? Does life now change? Like, how did you feel when you got that news? What goes through your mind? What are you thinking?
I was afraid what's going to happen in the grave. I was afraid all of us were going to die. Allah Azza wa Jalla يقول كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul gonna die. I remember all. The only thing I remember in the Quran was reciting Quran all the time. All the Quran, especially in the ayat. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul gonna die. And remember when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم جبريل عليه السلام قال يا محمد عش ما شئت فإنك ميت. Oh Muhammad, live as long as you gonna die. You live gonna die. وحبيب ما شئت فإنك مفارق. Love anyone. Love عائشة. Love فاطمة. You're gonna do. And وعمل ما شئت فإنك مجيد. Do whatever. Allah will give you what you want. Always I remember that. Really. When I wake up from my coma. My wife جزاها الله خير. She carried me in a wheelchair. Especially Fajr and Isha, because I insist to go to the masjid even in wheelchair. I cannot walk. She carried me and put me in a chair all the way. I pray with the people during Isha, especially Fajr and Isha. And I try to stand. I want to stand up just like everybody else. In fact, Dr. Zaki from Boca Raton, I was in a wheelchair. This Boca Raton masjid, I was so happy because I was the imam there. And the brother worked very, very hard. And Elvis, the only thing I remember, by the way, Palestine, Mecca, Medina, and Boca Raton, Florida. The only thing I remember, actually, from my coma. And then they invite me to come. I went 1 week, nine months after I started to speak, but still in a wheelchair. From the airport, I said 2 rak'ah before go to the hotel. And believe it or not, I went in a wheelchair in a stick and told my wife, I want to make sujood. Impossible to make sujood. And believe me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me make sujood in Boca Raton also. I was dream to come and have it. In fact, believe it or not, Brother Ali, the doctor gave me impossible gonna walk. I was in my bed like this. And I told my wife, Annie, her name Annie, my wife Annie, say, I make ruqya for everybody, and Allah, I cure everyone. Let me make ruqya for myself, because I try to make sujood only. Ruku' or sujood, I can't. She hold me, and her son, we just to sit. I can't make sujood or ruku'. And one day, I told her, please, I want to make ruqya for myself. I need a cup, bucket of water, bucket warm water. It was in winter. And her son came from Umrah. Zamzam, this is not in condition to get them. And I make Surah Al-Fatiha only, Brother Eddie, Abu Hamza. 7 times Surah Al-Fatiha only. But with tama'anina and understand it. I understand Surah Al-Fatiha. And I told her, let me carry me to the bathroom and let me take a shower with the water. She carry the water and she carry me to the bathroom. And I said, please leave. I said, impossible. Because I cannot, you know, she hold me. If I'm in the bathroom, she have to hold me. And she said, please. I believe it or not, more than almost 15 minutes just to encourage her to go outside. She waited outside, closed the door. What I did, I take this water. I make wudu inside the bathroom. And then I cannot carry. I have a small cup just like this. Small cup on my body. All my body. After wudu, of course. And now we're going to stand up alone. She's outside. And believe it or not, I stood up. Not only that, I have to walk, and there's a step as I get out. Brother, I step outside alone, and then I open the door. Assalamu alaikum, Annie. I open my, it's impossible to make, to do like this. And I make sujood and two rak'ah for shukr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that I go, alhamdulillah, instead go Fajr and Isha, five times I go to the masjid now, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Subhanallah.
And because of the dua, and especially the way I pray in that time, in the Surah Al-Fatiha, only Surah Al-Fatiha.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do. Remember once we spoke about hasad and this, and you talked like years ago about the hasad and the people ruqya and the people making some kind of magic and this.
Yeah.
You
yes, I remember that.
You remember that day? I remember that. I remember it myself, actually. I didn't make anything other than Surah Al-Fatiha outside the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted.
So yeah, many people forget, okay, you try all of the physical means, but now people forget about the spiritual means.
Indeed.
Oh. So you did all the physical means. You went to the doctors, you took all the pills, you did all of that. But now, what proved at the end, I mean, it doesn't mean that you go away from the physical means, but many people, they forget about this. This is how powerful this is. And you did that.
You know, Brother Eddie, when I wake up from my coma, I looked, open my eyes, my wife next to me, Annie. I said, Annie, did I pray? Door, by the way, when I want to come a few months, I cannot even pray because I am out of it. I said, don't worry. Don't worry because I cannot move. I said, please, did I pray? It was Maghrib time. I thought Asr, but she said to Maghrib. She said, no, you don't pray. I said, please, I might make wudu. She carried me to the bathroom. I make, and believe it or not, I pray Salat al-Maghrib three times. I pray with voice, Surah al-Fatiha. I believe it was إذا جاء نصر الفتح and also قل والله أحد and that's it. But with طمأنينة, relaxation, when I read the Salah. And in believe it or not, I start to concentrate to teach how the Prophet ﷺ pray.
Shaykh, can you tell us now, give just something when I asked you earlier, that motivation that many of us now, we kind of lose over time, reminding of us of what our purpose in life is and that goal that we're ultimately seeking to get to Jannah.
Well, that's an excellent question. This is what after my coma, actually, I remember the only thing I want to go to the Jannah. Everybody, actually, not only me. Especially the people, the Muslims, they pray five times a day. They all with the Jannah. The key how to reach the Jannah. The need, you know, to give zakah, to fast in Ramadan. Ramadan just finished. Everybody fast in Ramadan. In fact, in my opinion, Allahu A'lam first, the only thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us in the day of judgment, after shahada, after ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, salah, hadith al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, awwal ma yus'al anhu yawm al-qiyamah, salah. The first thing Allah will ask us is salah. Fa'idha saluhat, if the salah is accepted, the salah is accepted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept everything else, meaning our zakah will accept it, my sayam, my hajj, my everything Allah accepted. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ, if the salah is corrupted or not right, no one benefits you. No one. Not zakah. We pray zakah. But if the salah is not right. And when I say salah, there is a difference between salah and iqamat al-salah. The majority of the Quran about salah, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ قُمْ لِلَّهِ قُمْ أقم الصلاة. Every imam with no exception, when we make making adhan, somebody make adhan, he says أقم الصلاة. The key is أقم الصلاة. Some people, unfortunately, I was in masjid once, and the imam saying أقم, just like this, أقم. I talked to him. I said, I said, please don't give me order to stand up. Aqim, that means stand up. That really insult in somebody who says aqim. If you said this aqim is salah, then the manner of etiquette, that means you perform the salah right. Aqim Allah, Surah Al-Baqarah. ألف لام من ذلك الكتاب الرابع فيه خذ المطرين الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة not الذين يصلون not whoever pray everybody pray but the key is how many of us making إقامة in the صلاة. In fact after my coma I go here and there I watch not the imams of course it's people praying I give advice I make the itikaf for the last 10 days. I saw a lot of people around me making itikaf with me. And I watched how they pray. I was shocked. One hadith, if you go, the ulama, Bukhari and Muslim, and all that book of the hadith, that the bab or that chapter, al-musi ila salatih, the one who have corrupted salah. Corrupted salah. In the summer, of course, the time is running. One man, that in Medina, one man entered the masjid. And the Rasul Ramakahu, he was looking at him with his eye, and the Sahaba around him. And he prayed two rak'ah. He went to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Assalamu Alaikum Rasulullah. Of course, the manners. And the Prophet Rasulullah, alaykum as-salam, reply, alayka as-salam. And after that, after salam, irja, salli, fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back, pray, because you don't pray. He just pray two rak'ah. Sunnah, of course, not the farid, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he came, make salam. And after two rak'ah, I came back. He, Assalamu alaikum, Rasulullah. Again, and Rasulullah, he replied back. He said the same statement. Irja, salli, fa innaka lam tusalli. Pray, go back, pray, but you don't pray. He just pray two rak'ah. Three times, another hadith say four times. Now, this hadith actually, if we have time, sometimes we explain the hadith long. It's so unique. The manners and the etiquettes of the Sahaba رضوان الله عليهم. Adab. قال والذي بعثك بالحق. The one he sent you with the truth. جهدت. I tried. I do best of my best. First and second and third time. I tried. See. علمني يا رسول. Teach me. Not all I know how to pray. Everybody pray. In Salat al-Jum'ah, I look at the people, sometimes they came late when I make khutbah al-Jum'ah, they pray two rak'ah. Yes, that is okay to make it faster here. There's a reason. But after that, it's not the reason to make it fast. Because there is no qama. There's movement, yes. You pray, yes. And in the summary of the hadith, wallahi, this is the key of the hadith. One thing in hadith, the key. Of course, speaking of wudu, of course, everybody make wudu. Alhamdulillah, I didn't know how to see. I always come wudu home. Wakabbir. The key is the takbir, brother. Eddie. I saw some people also when I get, when I look at the sunnah. Farida, of course, I'm in different world, everybody. But I see takbir. And I saw some people, I advise the people. Some people, not a lot. Some people. The Allahu Akbar. The hand like this. The Rasulullah sallam, he pray, يمد يده ويفرج بين أصابعه. His hands completely facing the Qibla and have like a part between his finger. Not like this, of course, like this. But not like this. Has to be hands. وكبر. That's the takbir. Yeah, subhanallah, if you go to any army soldier, when he salute his professor, what he do? Like this. That's a human being. The example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, takbir has to be like this. Making the hands not like this. Some people, like this. They think they already pray. Allahu alam. I didn't say they are not praying. Allahu alam. But in my school of thought, by the way, my school of thought, what do you think my school of thought is? Shafi'i, Hanafi, Maliki, What did you? Yeah.
Which one? What?
Supposed to be Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is the madhab. Mm-hmm. The four madhab, by the way, Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, Malik rahimahullah, Shafi and Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, they've tried to follow the sunnah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الرشيدين المهديين من بعدي وعضوا عليها بالنواجذ. So you follow my sunnah and whoever after me and boil my sunnah with his tongue. He bite the sunnah. The key is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we speak about the salah. What Allah will ask us in the day of judgment. That's why I'm looking for the jannah. You ask for the jannah, pray the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed.
That's the key right there.
The key, what he said, the hadith sahih.
Yeah.
Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. He says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, pray as you see me pray. Do I pray the way he pray? Do you, him, them, everybody?
So we need to ask ourselves that.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. I am the judge, not you. I cannot judge. You cannot judge me.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot judge you. Do I pray? Or I learned this much from my father. That's what our father, grandfather, we learned. I have to find that way. The Prophet, that hadith is a long hadith.
Yeah.
Takbir. And the key of the hadith, ruku' and sujood, warka'. The key, watma'in, relax.
Relax, take it easy, slow down.
Pause. Not subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, subhana rabbi, one by one. And stand up and relax. Sujood. And at the end, watma'in.
Mm-hmm.
And sit. Watma'in. Every word, watma'in. Relax. 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 And in the end of the hadith, of course, it's a long hadith. Waj'al dhalika fi salatika kullah. And you do this in every salah, every movement. You have to write every movement. You have to give the right of each movement. Mm-hmm. That's why many masajid now, in I'm talking about Dallas, Texas. You know, I teach the book, a book on how the Prophet pray in details. To give a lecture, yes, I give a lecture here and there, yes. But wallahi, we have to learn how to pray, to pray, to be in the Jannah. You asking, always ask me. I didn't know why you asked me about the Jannah, because we are looking for.
Yeah, we had that, because remember when we did that program, you gave a detailed description of Jannah.
I did.
So many people were affected. You made a visual image, and literally, now you're connecting it to Salah, and the Prophet says something, Miftahul Jannah to Salah.
That's
literally, it's the key. And now the reminder is, when you see people literally like a chicken pecking on the ground.
Yeah, I like that.
And just racing, running. And then, isn't it, when we say Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater than anything in this dunya, and you're disconnecting from the dunya. That's your time. That's your time now to connect with your creator and disconnect from the dunya. But if you're not even doing that, then what do you really benefit?
The ulama said, when you say Allahu Akbar, we say you're greater than them. That means this dunya behind you. You are facing Allah. As-salatu silatun ma bayna al-abd wa bayna al-rabb. It's a connection between me and him. We're speaking with him, especially Surah Al-Fatiha.
Mm-hmm.
Hadith Qudsi, you know the Hadith Qudsi, of course, and Sunnah. Hadith Qudsi. Allah, Azza wa Jal. Allah, Azza wa Jal, said in Hadith Sahih. Hadith Sahih Qudsi. قسمت الصلاة بيني وبين عبدي نصفين. I divided the salah I'm talking about between me and my servant two half. إذا قال العبد الحمد لله رب العالمين. If the servant say الحمد لله رب العالمين, يقول الله, Allah عز وجل تدين the angel, حمدني عبدي. وإذا قال العبد الرحمن الرحيم أثنى علي عبدي. الله praising me. الرحمن الرحيم, to the names of him. مالك يوم الدين. الله عز وجل telling the angels, حمة العرش, the eight angels, مجدني عبدي, exalted me. Allah, my servant, so and so, exalted me. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين half of the فاتحة إياك نعبد و half of سورة الفاتحة إياك نستعين. This is from and to the end of the ayah, the surah, 7 ayat. هذا لعبدي ولعبدي ما سأل. This is for my servant and whoever my servant will ask. That's why we're supposed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prays Surah Al-Fatiha, brother Eddie, and this is very dangerous. Even a lot of ulama do is that Salah is accepted. I'm not talking about Salah is accepted. Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz, rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the great of the khulafa, the reading the Salah, leading the Salah, Surah Al-Fatiha, الحمد لله رب العالمين and pause الرحمن الرحيم and pause to the end and they ask him why pause they think he forgot سورة الفاتحة قال لا هذا انتظر الجواب من ربي a reply from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that my name mentioned to the angels. Yeah, I know some ulama did this Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Madin two ayat, three ayat. It's okay. But I'm talking about the tama'neen and salah. When I make the ruqya in the beginning, when I speak about the ruqya, I make it ayah, and pause, 7 ayat. 7 sur, 7 time. And that's it. For my salah to be accepted, has to be relaxing, peace in salah. Otherwise, Allahu a'lam.
There's a little bit of a debate regarding something as a video that went viral, and I want you to watch it and just tell us what would you do in this situation. So this is an earthquake happening in Indonesia.
Yeah, I know. I make comments actually.
So some people want to know, should we run? Other people are staying. What would you do? And so let's...
You know what, brother Adi? If somebody... Look. I get this. The greatest surah, ayah in the Quran. Especially Surah Ayat al-Kursi, the Quran, Surah al-Baqarah, the most great surah in the Quran. Mm-hmm. If we recite that, even earthquake, brother, you can run.
Yeah.
They can run. But the Jannah, say, akhi, Salah, one of the Tabi'een, I cannot recall his name. He was leading the Salah in Iraq. May Allah liberate Iraq. Again, and suddenly, he lead the whole salah, assalamu alaykum, salam. He finished salah. He looked, everybody run away from the masjid. Everybody run away from the masjid, just like this guy here. And he said, he looked, what happened to him? He said, Imam, you know what happened? I said, no. Half of the masjid destroyed, demolished. Destroyed, just like this. And when you pray, you didn't feel it? He said, no, I didn't feel it. You do not feel it. Imagine this. So what you how you feel? قال عندي أنا أصلي، ها؟ أني I'm facing Allah سبحانه وتعالى. I'm facing Allah سبحانه وتعالى. نطلع going around وأقرأ بتركيب ترتيل. I relax and relax and relax. وأركع and resume to the end and I don't know and he imagine Allah is in front of me and the Jannah on my right side. And hellfire on my left side. And I didn't know, in the end he said, I didn't know if Allah accepted my salah or not. Mm-hmm. This guy was reciting Ayat al-Kursi, the great ayah.
The imam that's reciting right now.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you think when you see that? The earthquake, it's death that is coming, it's inevitable. And now what's going through your mind, you know, you can imagine like, okay, do I get to safety? Or now this might be it. I might run and get killed, or I get killed here. And now Jannah, I mean, what happens to the imam? Like, boom, you get killed. I mean, while you're in praying, that's a great way to die.
Exactly. That's supposed to be.
Yeah.
This
in prayer.
I love
in prayer.
Project those people. But I love those people. Very good. Mashallah.
Oh, yeah.
Number one, Salah al-Tartil. Rattil wa Allah Azza wa Jalla yaqul rattil al-Qur'an tartila like ayah al-Fatiha even earthquake and he holding his hand and he still makes sakina tranquility in salah tamaniya in salah and peace in salah.
That just shows you think, you know, deeper the different levels of people now.
Indeed.
Where you're kind of at
excellent point.
And you see that from here it just reminds us that death is going to come. Are you ready for it? Are you prepared? Because
Allah,
it could be a car accident, earthquake, tornado, but it's coming, right?
Wallahi, brother, that's an excellent thing we just mentioned. Wallahi, that's a very, very good one you just mentioned. If the people understand, we're going to move, sooner or later, we're going to die. Every human being will die. Nuh alayhi salam, he lived more than 1,000 years. He came, Jibreel alayhi salam, he lived more than 1,000 years. And as a prophet, 950. How you find this dunya? This dunya is, I enter from one door, I exit from the second door. Second door, that's the dunya. The salah is number one after shahada. If we are Muslims, pray the way the Prophet ﷺ pray. In my opinion, Allahu alam. Some ulama, unfortunately, some people say, yeah, I always concentrate about this. Somebody said, what about the zakah and diba and this? Some other people are speaking about it. Me, after my coma, I concentrate. The only thing is my salah.
This is what now you're motivated to speak
indeed,
about.
Indeed, indeed. Even Aris University, they choose me to be the director for Aris University, alhamdulillah ar-Rahim. Also, I concentrate on how the Prophet ﷺ pray.
This is what you dedicate a lot of your time to, reminding people, slow it down.
Yes.
Make sure you're praying how the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, how he taught us how to pray. Do we see that, before we conclude, just I was thinking about it, do we see for the not yet Muslims who are tuning in, Jesus prayed like this, Moses prayed like this. Do we see them also? They were doing the same prayer that Muslims are doing. Is that right?
By the way, if a new Muslim become, actually in Bokarton, in Sigar Bokarton, a new Muslim, he was Russian. He was a Christian, actually. Astaghfirullah, he was a communist. He was a believer in Allah. I was in the Florida Atlantic University. I was reciting Israel Maghrib in our masjid. So Al-Maghrib, loud, I was teaching at that time. And believe it or not, he become Muslim the way I pray in Tama'nina. So what are you doing after the semester? He found out, you know, I'm praying. Nothing else. I'm praying. But not every ayah, especially ruku' and sujood. I have to be relaxing. And he liked it the way. And I actually... Wallahi, I have two Muslims become Muslim. When I always concentrate about be connected together, feet and shoulders together, regardless what kind. Mm-hmm. The thing, people, different school of thought, we have to be divided. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith sahih. Man wasala saf, wasalahu Allah. Whoever connect a line, Allah will connect him with his rahmah. ومن قطع صف هو disconnect a line Allah disconnect him from his rahma. I have the choice now. I want to be connected to Allah. To Allah give me rahma or I don't. Some people be next to you. The moment Allahu Akbar, he's a different word now. By the way, your salah, don't push it yourself because some people don't want it. Some people think, once in the masjid, I become close to him. It's a shame to say that, but I try to be next to him. And my feet, actually, I don't have socks in that time. I don't have. Brother, I'm not gay.
Someone told you that?
In the masjid. Mm-hmm. And if I don't want, honestly, I don't want to sit with, next to him to think like this with me. I went to a different place. I probably went by myself, unfortunately. That's wrong, by the way, for me to say that. It's not right.
To believe you were a little too close to him?
No. I said, please, next to him, just like this. And when I was leading the salah,
You were getting too close to him. That's why he said that.
I was leading the salah. Oh, yes. This is number one. Number two, I was leading the salah. Sometimes I lead the salah, of course. Yeah. Sometimes, please lead the salah. I lead the salah. And I tried to connect the line.
Oh, you were trying to connect
the line. Just to connect the line. That the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the way, brother, wallah, many ahadith about that. How do he go line by line, just connect the lines, feet and feet and shoulder by shoulder. Men and women, by the way. Of course, the women, they know that. There is no difference between man and woman in salah, by the way. It has to be to just equal. Just to connect the line, believe me. If we are united, we will never defeat it. Especially in salah. If we are any imam, concentrate the way the Prophet ﷺ pray and the Sahaba after him pray the line be connected together, they will be afraid of us.
Is there a hadith related to this? If you don't keep your, that Allah will divide something about your heart?
Many ahadith. One of the hadith, the Rasul ﷺ said, أقيموا الصلاة, إقامة, وحاذوا بين المناكب, and be shoulder by shoulder, and the feet by feet, and do not miss the shaitan in between. If you are connected, the shaitan come in between. You're the one, if you make just a part of the person, not like, by the way, some people do it by the toes like this. Supposed the whole feet together. Supposed to be. Some people say, too much. Okay, too much for you. Some people want it. So we have to connect it together. That the Prophet has been do not have many ahadith. I can send it to you, send it to the people. But yes, the number one in the hadith, connecting the line. Aqimu min iqama, that's been performed the salah right. وحاذوا بين المناكب ولا تجعلوا فرجات للشيطان بينكم. They do not make spaces between you and the person next to you. We have to be, we are united, supposed to be united. Many hadith that way. استو. And even say, استو just like the angel. The angel will make it استواء. صفين حول العرش.
Keeping the line straight.
Yes, the angel. We have to compete between the angels. Yeah. What is the difference between us and animals and the angels? The angels, they have no desire, but they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The animals, they believe in Allah and they have desire, but no brain. But us, we believe in Allah. We think we have a choice. We are better than even the animals, the angel, and better than the angel. The angel not praying with us. They are watching us, doing tasbih and dhikr. The angel only tasbih and take care of us. But we pray. We competing with the angels. Mm-hmm. How to compete with if I pray the way the Prophet ﷺ prayed?
Going back to this video, before we conclude, just a few more points. People can't wrap their minds sometimes around when you look back in history and you study some of the righteous predecessors and people who, because we didn't have the anesthesia and we didn't have, the painkillers, but people would, is it true, they would get into a zone, they would get into such a state of concentration to pray khushu, and then they would say, go ahead and amputate my leg. Are these true stories?
True story. That Abdullah ibn Zubayr.
Arrows, people
being hit. Abdullah ibn Zubayr. No. This Sahabi cut his neck. He came from Iraq, actually, Medina. He came. And he had four kids. One of them died. The Amir told him, unfortunately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he died. He said, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me four kids. And he took one of them and three left. And he have a gangrene in his leg. They want to cut it. And somebody, of course, they give him liquor to to drink it. You know the hadith, you know that, the story. And he said, no, now wallahi, لن أخذ حنان. I will never eat anything haram to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just two rak'ah. In tashahud, cut it. Allahu Akbar. I have to ask myself sometimes. Wallahi, when I do this story, make this story touch my head a lot. When I'm sick, if the doctor come, we're going to do something. My liver is transplanted without, of course, have anesthesia. Or
we like have. They didn't have that then, so it's different.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean stay away from the.
Now, alhamdulillah, we have stevia. We have something to eat to be in a coma. Alhamdulillah, we have opportunities, but not in the haram. The key of this story, salah.
Now you can appreciate the imam in the video who he's continuing. The earthquake
Absolutely. Is going.
He's focused. He's focused now. He understands.
You know, the key of that. But I didn't see the movement in the video. The way he pray. Not like some people. Just beautiful. One hadith I want to share with you. Very important. Bukhari and Muslim. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who said? The Rasul, not me, not you. أشد أمتي نفاقا. The most people have نفاق قراؤها. The one just voicing Quran, but he know how to pray. I'm not the only imams I know, alhamdulillah, Rabbani, that are good, mashallah. I'm talking about me, you, we're not imams. Beautiful Quran and movement back. This guy, mashallah. Excellent. Ayah. He lived with the ayat. And even the same ayat, especially he choose ayat al-kursi, the greatest ayah in the Quran. Allah la ilaha hayy al-qayyum. Allahu Akbar. Beautiful, this ayat. If I feel it like this, I'll be in different world just like him. He cried, by the way. You notice?
Mm-hmm.
Because he feel it.
A lot of lessons to be learned from that. We're almost out of time, Shay. Really appreciate you making the time to be with us. But we see that we're talking about people who are praying. We should always be reminding ourselves, because we kind of get caught up with the rat race of life. So we're speeding to get back to the wife, or the woman speeding to maybe the food's on the stove. You're rushing through it. Don't do that. Take it easy. Calm down. Allocate. The time is allocated for you and your Lord. Don't rush it. We get that from there. But now some people, this is a whole different topic, who aren't even praying. We see the seriousness of it. You know, even you're praying, you got to make sure your prayer is right. But now people who don't even pray, Muslims who are not even coming to prayer, that's even a more scary thing, huh?
Okay. No, let's concentrate. By the way, whoever not praying is not a Muslim anymore. Even some ulama, this is... Even if he makes shahada, if he is not praying, he's not Muslim.
Now, if someone says, what's that based on? How can you say that? What would you say? How would you?
Hadith Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من ترك صلاة واحدة متعمدا فلقد برئت منه ذمة الإسلام. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever lifts one salah with no reason, no purpose, he out of the circle of the Islam. Many hadith that a lot of ulama is speaking about this. The key is the salah. That will ask me and ask you and ask everyone about the salah.
It's because a Muslim is one who submits their will to the Creator. So indeed, if you're not praying, you're not doing you're not praying zakah, you're not fast, not doing any of these things, there's no action behind it. It's hollow. It's empty, huh?
Allah Azza wa Jal said, the one he delayed the salah. Everybody, the kids know it. Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ Wow, for the pray. الآية after الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون. He delayed the salah. That means before عصر ظهر before عصر before مغرب before عشاء and so on. That why you know what why liver in جهنم consists of blood after birth woman after birth boiling, the one he delayed the salah. What about that? He's not praying at all.
How about someone, I mean, this is diverting, but someone says, I'm going to just pray them all at once. We have a lot of this going on. When someone says, I'm going to get home, and I'll pray all of them when I get home.
That's a different topic.
Different topic, okay.
Yeah, different topic. This is really, I have a lot of proofs.
Okay, let's end where someone has done some of these things, and now the mercy of Allah, that can a person who wasn't praying, who was kind of just going through the ritual, the motions, but now it struck a chord. They heard about Jannah, you know, your experience now almost dying, how the reality can hit. They can be hitting an earthquake tomorrow, a tornado. Now the zeal to come back, to submit to their Creator, is that door of mercy always open?
Indeed, brother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Fattah, Allah opened all the doors. Only istighfar, what is istighfar here? When the intention not to go back and to do something good, that is Allah will forgive everything.
Everything?
Allah يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah will forgive all, illa an yushrak bih, wa yaghfir ma duna. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Allah will forgive all sin with the ikhlas here of the intention of ikhlas. Not the iman, okay, astaghfir Allah. Allah will be astaghfir. Unfortunately, after salah, after assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Astaghfirullah. Allahumma anta assalamu alaykum, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. They think they're already making tasbih. You make Rasul. I'm talking about the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was astaghfirullah. Allahumma anta assalam. Make assalam to the end of the ayah. And tasbih. The key of it, tasbih. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. He look at the Rasulullah, he look at his tub, tips. Not subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. He think he make tasbih. To make your salah perfect, the Rasulullah said, hadith sahih. Arrajunu minkun, we pray, Allah will accept 1/10, 1/9, 2/2. Half of the salah, or that Rasul, but what be on you?
This is what the Prophet Muhammad
said? Yes, hadith sahih, authentic hadith. Half of the salah Allah will accept.
He's telling us how much you'll get out of it. Some people
get
this
much. 1/10, 1/9, 1/10, until he said half, nisfuha. I'm asking myself, what about the other half? To make it perfect, half, to make it perfect, the way the Prophet and I pray is number one. Number two, it tasbih. You have to also tasbih, even you're sitting or you leave. Easy, also tamanina this, subhanallah, 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 and then alhamdulillah, 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 and then Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, then la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahu mulk wa lahu alhamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. That's supposed to be ayah, but some people, tasbih within even 1-2 minutes, astaghfirullah al-azim. That, Allah, the ulama, this is, is not valid. And I agree with that. But I say, Allah A'lam, Allah knows best.
Sheikh, thank you so much. Yeah. Where can people, if they want to learn more about this very crucial, important topic, how can they learn more, get a hold of you?
Actually, I have my business card. I am a director for Aris University now. And we give different country, actually. We have branches. They can contact the university and contact you, now you know. And they will learn. Also, I am volunteer. I can do any masjid all over the United States, different country. I can do that just how the Prophet ﷺ pray. Instead of the books, I can just explain the whole book in 2-3 hours.
Jazakallah. Thank you so much for being with us, Shay.
Barakallah.
And thank you guys for tuning in. We learn some valuable lessons here. After we take that declaration that there's nothing worthy of worship except the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who created you. He sent the messenger to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Just like he said, Jesus at his time, Moses at his time, Abraham at his time, we have the last and final messenger. And everything is there. How he prayed specifically on what we were covering, slow it down. The purpose of life is there. And we'll be questioned on how we lived our life. And the key to Jannah, to get that reward, is prayer. So whatever you do, do it right. Slow it down. Connect with your Creator. Don't lose the prayer. And tune in here every week to The Dean Show. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.